You're listening to airchecks.com.
Airchecks.com.
Classic air checks.
LNG lottery info.
Take a look at the numbers game. 205. That's 205. Lucky sum 7. Win 4 lottery numbers. 0284. That's 0284. Lucky sum 14. And good luck to you from all of us here at 92.
LNG lottery info.
And now Jeff with his poem, Sacred Silence.
Silence. Are you there?
Yes!
Ahem. The quiet, calming, the stillness, sacred. We greet the silence with reverence.
I did it! I won a scratch-off from the New York Lottery!
Shh! Win anywhere, win anytime. Bring some sparkle to your day with the new Diamonds and Gold Scratch-Off. With games on both sides of the ticket, you can win up to $1 million. Must be 18 years or older to purchase a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly.
Cool, or better yet, stop by Lucas Ford in Southold.
Ooh, it must be a Friday.
Great home cooking on the North Fork.
Modern snack bar.
Of course, for 68 years, it's been great home cooking on the North Fork. We talk about it, I talk about it, I get to talk about it 2 times a week. And that's how John and Otto get me to remind myself I should head on over to Modern Snack Bar. Of course, I pass the iconic sign. I go right by it, Route 25 there in Aquabog, and I think, maybe I'll stop tonight. No, next time. Whether it's a quick bite to eat, a delicious dinner, there's something for everyone on the snack bar menu, like the roast turkey, the fresh flounder, the fried chicken, the sour broad, and the famous lobster salad, great burgers and sandwiches. And you can't forget about those hearty soups and chowders and those tempting desserts. Now featuring, of course, the soft shell crabs as an appetizer, sandwich, lunch, dinner. And try their new key lime garlic oyster appetizer. It's a big, big hit. Prime rib special tonight. Every Tuesday through Friday, lunch or dinner portion. Enjoy delicious prime rib prepared. Just the way you like it, with choice of potato and vegetable, $18.95. Regular price Saturday, Sunday is $22.95. Dinner specials tonight, shrimp parmesan. I see how excited I am. I think I'm going to stop there tonight with spaghetti and garlic bread. That shrimp parmesan with spaghetti and garlic bread. Shepherd's pie, barbecue spare ribs with potato and vegetable as well. Hey, don't forget to leave room for dessert. Apple crumb, cherry crumb, banana cream. Chocolate cream, coconut custard, strawberry rhubarb, and, of course, lemon meringue. And if you're too busy to cook tonight, all their menu items are available to go. You can log on to modernsnackbar.com. They've got their menu listed there. Give them a call. Pick it up. Take it home and enjoy. 631-722-3655. Program it into your phone so it's there, so you never know when you're going to hop on by and stop on by and pick up a meal for the night because you're too busy to cook. Well, they've got it for you. Home cooking at the Modern Snack Bar. Open for lunch, dinner. Don't forget, they're closed on Monday. John and Otto and their friendly staff look forward to serving you soon. Maybe this weekend. Route 25 in Aquabog, 631-722-3655. And, of course, the jingle says it all.
Great home cooking on the North Fork.
Modern Snack Bar.
WLNG, Sag Harbor.
Celebrating a big, big, big anniversary in Greenport this weekend. Of course, it's going to be the Greenport Firefighter Boat Weekend.
Hello, this is Mark Graner of the North Sea Fire Department, inviting all our WLNG listeners to 3 days of celebration in honor of the 80th anniversary of the launching of the now-retired New York City Fire Department's fire boat, the appropriately named Firefighter. The boat served the city for more than 70 years, including on 9/11. On Friday, August 24th, at 7 o'clock p.m., there will be a water display of firefighter in action. The following day, there will be free tours of firefighter and a muster of antique fire trucks from 9 o'clock a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m., as well as fire service and Coast Guard demonstrations throughout the day. We will wind up the weekend on Sunday with more free tours and a rechristening ceremony and another demonstration of firefighters' amazing water pumping abilities. All events will be held in Mitchell Park in Greenport. For more information, call 631-333-2330 or go online to www.americasfireboat.org. And thank you, WLNG, for your continuing support for Long Island's first responders.
Hi, I'm Dan from Quag Sinclair. QS doesn't just stand for Quag Sinclair, it also stands for quality service. With the highest quality heating oil, propane, and on-road diesel fuel, automatic delivery and budget programs, with 3 bulk storage facilities, and Nest smartphone-enabled thermostats. For over 61 years, Quag Sinclair has been quite simply Suffolk County's best choice for home heating services. Call us at 631-728-1066 or visit quag-sinclair.com and ask about our new customer offers.
Hastings, the North Fork, Brookhaven, and Connecticut. It's 92.1.
It was National Eat a Peach a couple of days ago. So I stayed away from Apple Peach's Pumpkin Pie because specifically today, it being National Peach Pie Day. Location broadcasting this weekend. We're going to be out and about on Saturday. Dana Caldio, myself, broadcasting live from the Riverhead Railroad Festival at the Railroad Museum of Long Island at 416 Griffin Avenue in Riverhead. We're going to get there early at 9 o'clock, reminding all of our listeners of what's going on there at the Railroad Museum. Don Fisher inviting us over, as well as so much to do for the kids there at the Railroad Museum. If you have kids that are fans of the railroad, love riding the great train that's over there as well. You get to hear that behind my broadcast all day tomorrow. It's fun. You hear the whistles. It's all taking place at 416 Griffin Avenue in Riverhead. It's a Saturday-Sunday event. We're going to start things off on Saturday. On Sunday, it's going to be myself along with Dana Caldio, along with Ray and the WLNG Rolling Roadcaster, live from the Southold American Legion Classic Car Show on the main road, Route 25 there in Southold with the Rolling Roadcaster. We're going to start things off at 10 o'clock. If you have a classic car, you want to bring it down, you want to show it off, it's going to be great fun. It's a great car show. The weather's been perfect each time that we've had it for the last 5 years or so. And head on down there. Music is going to be blaring. Also, music by the New York Vendetta is going to be performing live there. Great fundraiser, all to help out the Southold American Legion. As I say, on the curve, Route 25, there in Southold. This weekend, it's happening. The question is, what's that weather going to be? Sunny, 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 beautiful through the weekend. It's going to be nice into next week as well. Full look at that WLNG weekend weather forecast. First, guess who? 1970 Gold.
Have you been around? Have you done your share of coming down on different things that people do? Good times. Good times. Everybody walking by the river now.
Guess who? Share the Land. Fall of 1970 here on the Tall Tower. Top of Mount Sydney at FM 92.1 and around the world at WLNG.com. WLNG time at 4:41. Tonight, low around 60. Tomorrow, sunny, high in the upper 70s. Saturday night, mostly clear in the evening, then partly cloudy. Low in the lower 60s. Sunday, sunny, temperatures upper 70s. Sunday night, mostly clear, going to be humid with temperatures in the upper 60s. Monday, sunny, high in the lower 80s. Monday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then turning mostly cloudy, low in the lower 70s. Tuesday, back to the heat, mid-80s with the heat index being in the mid-90s in the afternoon for Tuesday, mostly sunny. Wednesday, hot again, sunny, mid-80s. Thursday, sunny, mostly sunny, temperatures in the lower 80s. We're going to have a hot one, I guess, for the Hampton Classic. Friday, it looks like mostly sunny. The slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, only 30%. That will knock down the dust for the weekend over the Hampton Classic. We're happy about that. High in the mid-70s as we look so far in advance on that forecast. Because it affects us. Again, Hampton Classic coverage starts on Wednesday next week here at WLNG. 79 degrees here at Broadcast House.
This is Father Mike Vetrano from Sacred Hearts Church in Southampton. with an invitation for all of our WLNG listeners. It's been a wonderful summer, and what better way to celebrate than by joining us at our annual tent party? It's an evening of music and dancing, wonderful food and beverage, featuring this year a new menu prepared for us by Schmidt's Gourmet Catering. We'll draw our winning tickets in our super raffle, and most of all, it's an opportunity for all of us to come together as a community and celebrate summer. The party takes place at 6 p.m. on Saturday, August 25th, on the grounds of Sacred Hearts, right here on Hill Street in Southampton. Tickets are $45 per person in advance or $50 at the door. You can purchase your tickets at the parish during the week or on our website, www.shjmbasilica.org. Come, bring a friend or two, and join us to celebrate the great season of summer.
Start from the start? Tart?
Start from the tart. Start.
Tart. Hi, this is Steve.
And I'm Mike at Southampton Auto Marine Upholstery. 471 County Road 39 in Southampton, 631-283-2616.
Hey, Mike, I hear you trading in that old jalopy of yours.
I don't know. The new cars are so expensive, and I don't want those monthly payments.
Your car still runs well, but the upholstery is all torn up from Lola to Dog, and the carpet is a mess. Even the shelf in front of the back seat is...
Where's that shelf again?
Yeah, right. Unbelievable, isn't it? Read what's there.
I know. All right, you ready? Even the shelf in front of the back window is all stained and faded.
It's a good thing that we know how to fix all of those things here at Southampton Auto Marine Upholstery.
Folks, if you're in a similar dilemma, bring your car over to Southampton Auto Marine Upholstery and we'll make it look as good as new on the inside. We can replace and fix the convertible top as well.
So maybe I'll just fix up the inside of my car. After all, it still runs well.
Keep doing that, Mike, and in 40 or 50 years, it'll be a classic, somewhat like you.
What do you mean by that?
Greetings, fellow historians. This is Rich Berglund of the Hampton Bays Historical Society. At 168 feet tall, the Ponquag Lighthouse was at one time the tallest such structure in New York State. Originally called the Great West Bay Lighthouse, it was located near the present-day U.S. Coast Guard Station and first shined on January 1, 1858. Its main intention was to plug the unlit gap in the 67-mile stretch between the Fire Island and Montauk lighthouses, thus aiding countless transatlantic and coastal shipping vessels. Decommissioned in 1931, the red-painted giant was demolished on December 23, 1948, despite a great deal of public outcry. Reports of the time said local residents picked up thousands of the estimated 1 million bricks needed to build the tower, using them in the construction of countless sheds, fire pits, and garages, and thus serving as small, sad reminders of the once great beacon. If you possess any pictures or artifacts of our rich local past that you would like to share or donate, contact us at 728-0887 or visit our website at hphps.org. And let's remember, shining a light on our past always makes for a brighter future.
Tired of waiting for your repairman to finish the other 20 jobs he has working? Get your job done fast with Martin's Roofing and Siding. Their service truck can get to you within 48 hours, 7 days a week. They do all sorts of household construction and repairs. Just call them at 631-329-1250 in the East Hampton area or 631-653-6072 in the Quag area. Martin's Roofing and Siding is so much more than just roofing and siding. They have 75 years in business, the last 35 on the East End. Your job is next on their list.
Never know who's listening here to WLNG. Seriously.
Sports.
It's like celebrities are calling in all the time here to the studio. Crash from BLI checking in over here. Thank you. Where's Crash been? Did he crash? Hey, this sports update. We're at NewYork.com being brought to you by. It's summer means boating fun. New York State parks. Remind boaters and paddlers when you're on the water in your boat to wear a life jacket. To learn more, visit wearitnewyork.com. Well, let's see here. We got Friday Night Football tonight where it looks like it's the Giants and the Jets going head-to-head tonight. That is going to be at 7:30, so get in front of the screen for that one. Preseason football tonight. Patriots taking on the Panthers. That's tonight at 7:30 as well. Broncos taking on the Redskins. The Lions at the Buccaneers. Going to be the Seahawks at the Vikings. The Packers are at the Raiders. Baseball currently right now still tied as the screen just refreshed. 1-1 right now. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Reds and the Cubs out at Wrigley Field tied. 1-1 right now. Yankees taking on the Baltimore Orioles at 7:05. Got the Red Sox taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. That's at 7:10. And what will it be tonight? Nationals and the Mets. 7:10 tonight. They're playing at Citi Field. And that's a quick look at sports here at WLANG.
Sports Line!
Busiest month of the year is in full swing. Hello, this is Howie Lucas at Lucas Ford in South Hold. Great selection and vehicles are arriving daily. Every pre-owned and new vehicle is priced to sell fast. Low loan rates, great low payment lease deals, and discounts that you will not have to think twice about. Many of our vehicles are ready to take home today. Ford, the number one selling brand in America, and Lucas Ford's award-winning treatment that will have you telling others. So check the web at lucasford.com, call, or better yet, stop by Lucas Ford in South Hold.
Hi, I'm Ken Lewis, Vice President of the Island Gift of Life Foundation. If you live on Eastern Long Island and have a life-threatening illness, you are not alone. Since 2001, the Island Gift of Life Foundation has helped hundreds of patients on the East End cope with the overwhelming stress and financial burdens associated with being sick. We may be able to assist you by providing one or more of the following services. We provide direct monetary grants. We can assist with the insurance process. We can help reduce your medical expenses, cover travel expenses, provide miscellaneous services that make a patient's life more bearable. Another important aspect of our mission, and one near to our founder, Cheryl Hanaberry's heart, is to increase the bone marrow donor registry, and this is done through local blood drives. If you'd like more information, you can look us up on the web at islandgiftoflife.org, or you can call us at 631-774-0110. We are a 501c3 charitable organization, and all of your donations are tax deductible. We're here to help.
Now, Josh and Allie are from that end of the island, the west end of the island, but they're traveling all the way out here, listening to WLNG Radio, and they're going over to have some food in East Hampton, then they're going to stop by in Sag Harbor here and go to Big Olaf. Remember that today on the National Day calendar, it's National Waffle Day. So a waffle cone should be in your future.
Son of a weekend.
Must be in your future.
Oldies 92, 1985.
A favorite for Josh. Of course, you hear it on the radio. You know it's probably him that called it in. We lost her and we miss her. Aretha Franklin, the Freeway Alone. Josh and Allie, have a great weekend. Enjoy dinner tonight. Pick me up a Big Olaf on your way through, all right, please? I'll get it myself. I know, yeah. 92.1 WLANG. Franklin Freeway of Love, summertime this month, 1985.
WLNG.
4:53, that's the WLNG time. Look at the closing market numbers and report coming up.
Hi, this is Allison from the Old Whalers Church. This Saturday, we will be hosting a festive occasion on the historic front lawn located at 44 Union Street in Sag Harbor. There will be hot dogs and sodas, as well as ice cream sundaes available for purchase. Come with your family, friends, and neighbors to enjoy some fellowship together and some good old-fashioned fun. That's this Saturday, August 25th, from 5 to 7 p.m. We look forward to seeing you there.
It's time for new appliances. Get to P.C. Richard & Son for employee pricing. That means you pay what P.C. Richard & Son employees pay on a huge selection of appliances. Buy today and enjoy your new appliances tomorrow. Only at P.C. Richard & Son. Employee pricing going on now. It's time for a new mattress. Get to P.C. Richard & Son for employee pricing. That means you pay what P.C. Richard & Son employees pay on select Sealy mattresses. Buy today and enjoy your new mattress tomorrow. Only at P.C. Richard & Son. Employee pricing. Going on now.
All right, folks. Step right up for 10 cents, a tenth part of a dollar.
This is Gene Scanlon speaking for the North Sea Lions. We are holding our annual Family Fun Carnival on August 22nd through August 26th from 6 to 11 p.m. It is being held on
on the Elks Fairgrounds, 605 County Road 39 in Southampton. There will be rides, games, and food trucks for your family to enjoy. Proceeds from the carnival go to the North Sea Lions Community Services Projects and to our scholarship fund. The North Sea Lions give three $1,000 scholarships to Southampton High School seniors. The dates again are August 22nd through August 26th from 6 to 11 p.m. Parking is always free. More information, call 631-283-8621. That is 631-283-8621. Please drop off used eyeglasses to be recycled. The carnival is presented by All County Amusements. See you on the fairgrounds.
This is Jerry Rosenthal, Executive Director of the Southampton Animal Shelter Foundation. Did you know that the Southampton Animal Shelter operates a low-cost mobile clinic? We travel to communities throughout Suffolk County, providing low-cost spay, neutering, and vaccinations. So please go to our website at southamptonanimalshelter.com to find out when we will be in a location near you. It's by appointment only, so call 631-566-8870. That's 566-8870 to schedule your pet's appointment. Remember, spaying and neutering your pet is the responsible thing to do.
Stock report.
Well, stocks are posting gains on the close of the week on Wall Street. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both hit all-time highs today as Netflix shares jumped more than 5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 133 points to close at 25,790. The NASDAQ rose 67 points to 79.45, and the S&P 500 added 17 points to finish at 28.75.
Stock report.
The next time you need to go to the emergency room, just say, take me to ELIH and experience their little to no wait ER in Greenport for yourself. For over 95% of patients, their ER has one of the shortest wait times in all of Suffolk County. The director of the emergency department, Dr. Lauren Schiff, is recognized as a New York State Physician of Excellence by Suffolk County REMSCO. Dr. Schiff and the rest of their highly experienced ER staff specialize in treating your symptoms, stabilizing you, and providing you with the medical attention that your emergency requires. For more information on their little to no wait ER, visit them online at elih.org.
The Montauk Artists Association presents artists Donna Corby and Christy Shopper at the Montauk Depot Gallery at the train station at the junction of Edgemere and Flamingo Roads, running from August 23rd through September 3rd. Please join them on Saturday, August 25th from 5 until 7 p.m. for their special opening reception. The gallery is opened every day except Tuesday and Wednesday from noon until 5 p.m. For more information, see their website at MontaukArtistsAssociation.org. Well, if I'm going to be air checked, let me dig this one out of the library. Mark Diddick. Yeah, top 40 news, weather, and sports on your air checks.
Last night I was getting my homework up and listening to my radio.
Sag Sag Harbor. Time at the tone, 5 o'clock.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Senator John McCain says he's no longer going to seek treatment for his brain cancer. Last summer, the Arizona Republican revealed he was being treated for an aggressive cancerous tumor. Neurologist-oncologist Dr. Vinay Puttavalli says McCain most likely only has a few months to live.
If you look at it in the setting of an 81-year-old gentleman with advanced tumor as well as the potential for complications, that could be for a couple of months or less.
The McCain family says they're thankful for all of the support and kindness being shown for the senator. President Trump is saying on Twitter that he has asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo not to visit North Korea. He said that's because he feels there is a lack of progress with denuclearization. Trump emphasized that Pompeo would not go at this time until they can figure out the trade relationship with China. Hurricane Lane's continuing to slam the Hawaiian Islands even after weakening slightly. The Central Pacific Hurricane Center in Honolulu dropped the storm status to Category 2 this morning. FEMA Administrator Brock Long says they're hoping for the best.
Hopefully the system starts to turn a little bit west earlier, but we can't count on that.
Officials say Lane is still dangerous, having already caused catastrophic flooding and landslides on the Big Island of Hawaii. Chief Financial Officer for the Trump Organization, Alan Weisselberg, is being granted immunity by federal prosecutors in the Michael Cohen probe. More from NBC Investigations reporter Tom Winter.
They were able to speak with him, and they were able to presumably get some information from him and offer him, obviously, if he had some sort of legal concerns of his own, they were going to say, you know what, you don't need to have those concerns.
Weisselberg was reportedly sent a fake invoice by Cohen for a payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Cohen is President Trump's former attorney, and he just pleaded guilty to 8 felonies. Stocks are posting gains to close out the week on Wall Street, with the S&P and the NASDAQ both hitting all-time highs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 133 points. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
WLNG Local News. This edition of WLNG Local News is brought to you by Buzz Chu Chevy Cadillac, County Road 39 in Southampton.
Gary Sapien reporting. Riverhead Town Police have made a 4th arrest in connection with a robbery of a Hampton Bays man earlier this week at 54 Fanning Street in Riverhead. 29-year-old Robert E. Miller of Hampton Bays surrendered to authorities, Riverhead Town Police. He is currently charged with robbery first and is being held for arraignment. Anyone with any additional information on the case should contact detectives at 631-727-4500 in confidence. Suffolk County police officers rescued a man after his kayak overturned in Shoreham yesterday morning. Suffolk County Police Department received a 911 call regarding a man who was in distress after his kayak overturned in Long Island Sound, about 2 miles north of the Shoreham nuclear plant, shortly before noon yesterday. Aviation section officers John Carey and Richard Davin responded in the police helicopter, located the kayaker, and guided Marine Bureau officers Stephen Tiroli and Christopher Erickson, who were on board Marine Delta, to the victim. Officers Tiroli and Erickson were able to pull the victim onto the boat. Wading River Fire Department of the town of Brookhaven Bay Constable assisted in the rescue. The victim, 61-year-old Andrew Punella of Queens, was transported by the Wading River Fire Department to Peconic Bay Medical Center in Riverhead for treatment of hypothermia. A South Setauket woman is sentenced to a year in jail after pleading guilty to making up rape allegations against 2 Sacred Heart University football players in Fairfield, Connecticut. Rob Dawson reports.
Police St. Hilaire says his life was derailed after Nikki Yovino falsely accused him and another player of raping her at an off-campus party in 2016.
I went from being a college student to sitting at home expelled with no classes, no information, and no opportunity to even clear my name.
As he gave his impact statement in court, Yovino rolled her eyes and showed little remorse. Yovino admitted to the crime when investigators presented her with evidence suggesting the sex was consensual. She says she made up the allegation so as not to lose a potential boyfriend. Rob Dawson, NBC News Radio, New York.
We'll have more news in a moment.
Listeners of this station know that local car dealer Buzz Chu often feels compelled to alert them to tricks used by some other dealers. Today's topic is pricing. Typically, dealers approach this 2 ways. One way, to make you think you're getting the deal of a lifetime, is to simply throw out the lowest lowest imaginable number out there in ads and commercials. This gets you on their lot. From there, that number can increase with hidden charges, delivery fees, non-existent rebates, that kind of thing. Result, you can pay hundreds of dollars more than the ad or salesperson told you. BuzzChew goes at it the opposite way. We sit down and determine the absolute best price we can give you. And it's the exact same number when you pick up your new car or truck. That's because Buzz's philosophy is it's not a good deal unless both sides are happy. Come see for yourself. Hey, the guy's name is on every car. Buzz Chew, Southampton. Find new roads.
A lawsuit is being filed by 24 Long Island residents in connection to the Brookhaven landfill. 24 plaintiffs claim the landfill is making them sick due to odor, dust, and emissions. Group's attorney says 35 cases of cancer have been reported in recent years among the staff at the Frank P. Long Intermediate School, which is located next to the landfill. Visiting for 90-year-old Joe Zakowski of Sag Harbor will be tomorrow from 2 to 4 and 7 to 9 at the Yardley Pino Funeral Home on Hampton Street. Place of flowers, donations to the Peconic Land Trust or the Sag Harbor Historical Society would be appreciated. For tonight, fair in the upper 60s and tomorrow sunny in the upper 70s.
This edition of WLNG Local News is brought to you by Buzz Chew Chevy Cadillac, County Road 39 in Southampton.
Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Long Island's only oldie station, WLNG.
Oldies 92.
Ryan Bannon, Showtime.
92 WLNG.
Number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.